Of the 16 Planned Parenthood clinics in Florida that perform abortions, three are limited to first trimester procedures. The state claims those locations, primarily in southwest Florida, self-reported they performed some abortions outside their first trimester limit. The procedures in question occurred around week 13. The fight centers on what the rules say, and state regulations define the first trimester as 12 weeks. Those first 12 weeks are further defined as the first 14 weeks after the first missed menstrual cycle. Julie Gallagher is a former general counsel for the Agency for Healthcare Administration, and she now represents Planned Parenthood of Central and Southwest Florida.
The way that physicians and medical community calculate the length of a pregnancy, they always start at the date of your last menstrual period, and that's how they count. And so that's how they measure gestation. And so when you reach 12 weeks pregnancy, they're referring to a 14-week period window of time, and the first 12 weeks always included 14 weeks of time.
The rules also appear to overlap in their definitions of a trimester. Planned Parenthood of Central and Southwest Florida is suing to block the state from imposing any penalties on the clinics. But ACA Secretary Liz Dudek doubled down on her assertion that 13-week abortions were unlicensed.
If you look at the definition of second trimester and what they reported in terms of number of weeks of gestational age, I'd go back to them and say, ask them what they reported.
What was reported were first trimester abortions performed between 13 and 13 and a half weeks, with Planned Parenthood clinic managers stating they believe the first trimester extends to 13.6 weeks. ACA attorneys wrote a letter to Planned Parenthood Florida appearing to acknowledge the 14-week cap on first trimesters. In that letter, ACA said the clinics in question did nothing wrong. But a day later, the agency backtracked and reiterated its claim those procedures were unlicensed.
Here it appears that there could be a situation in which ACA is interpreting one portion of the rule, but not giving credit to the additional portion.
Jacksonville-based administrative law attorney Tad Dalagall says while he's not familiar with the overall issue, it appears ACA is using what's called a non-rule policy.
Well, if they're not giving credit to that 14-week provision, then they are, yes. If they're creating just sort of a hard and fast 12-week rule without regard to the 14-week portion of it, then it would appear that they're violating the rule or creating some kind of non-rule policy.
That's what Planned Parenthood Florida has accused the state of doing. Governor Rick Scott ordered inspections of all Florida abortion clinics after heavily edited undercover videos showed Planned Parenthood officials discussing the transfer of donated fetal tissue for research. Planned Parenthood Federation of America President Cecile Richards defended the organization in a video statement released last month. Richards also apologizes for the tone of a staff member in one of the videos discussing the donation process. Those videos released by the anti-abortion group, the Center for Medical Progress, have renewed calls for Planned Parenthood to be defunded. In response, inspections of Planned Parenthood clinics were ordered in 12 Republican-led states, including Florida. They are Tennessee, Massachusetts, Kansas, Missouri, Arizona, Indiana, Ohio, Georgia, Texas, Louisiana, and South Carolina. Meanwhile, the videos continue to be released. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.